Now, there are so many ways God speaks to us. Let me talk about Gloryfold USA. God did not come and say, buy a jet. He told me, I want you to go to all 50 states and raise altars unto me and make the decrees that I give you. And this is my strategy to take America back. And he said, I've given this assignment to several people, and they all failed. He said, but I'm giving it to you because I know you will get it done. I celebrate God's vote of confidence. I don't care what people are thinking or saying. What God is saying is all that matters. So I know you will get it done. I know you. You will get it done. Then I tried to get it done. My God. You can't drive it. You can't do the airlines. And do all 50 states. You won't be able to pastor or do anything else. You'll be traveling. There are only 50 weeks in the year. 52 weeks. So and every weekend you're going to be traveling somewhere. On the airlines, you have to go 2 hours before, and then you board, and then you make the trip. And you can only do one trip. You go to the capital, and then you raise the altars and all that, and then you rush back to the airport to be able to check in and come back. I said, we can't do the ministry. The only way to get it done is to have a jet. That's what people think is a luxury. No, it's a tool.
Amen.
You can't get this done any other way.
Amen.
All right, so the first act of courage is to believe that it is possible to get a jet, knowing I don't have the money to get it. You see now, I didn't have the money. Okay. Then I was shaving one morning, and God said to me, send $2,000 a month to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, market increase on aviation, and do it for 1 year. I started immediately. And then that was when COVID came. So he spoke to me November of 2019. COVID was 2020. Isn't that amazing? 2020 is perfect vision. And COVID came to reveal people's state of spirituality and faith.
Amen.
So we can know who is who.
Amen.
We don't want to know the size of your man of God by the members or the size of your stomach or your title. We want to see the power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Paul says that the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power.
Amen.
In power.
Amen.
Not in words. That is sowing that seed, sowing that seed, sowing that seed. See, this whole thing, if you've been here all these years and you haven't learned these things, the covenants and how they came about, then you can't do much. Watch. So I said, all right, what's my next step? Then I remembered that when I was starting the church, God came to me and said, why aren't you, starting the church? I said, I'm waiting on a building. He said, you don't need a building to start the church? I said, well, how am I going to start it? He said, start it in people's homes. Oh. He said, the early church was in people's homes. So I told the youth minister will be at your house on Friday night. I told the music minister, you live too far away. Find somebody where you can have choir rehearsals in their house. That's how we started the church. I remember that. I said, okay, what fits that in aviation? I said, okay, I know what to do. I'm going to go to EPS, Air Service, where I trained and learned to fly. And I know their maintenance record is impeccable. So I can rent an airplane from them and know that the lives of my leaders are not in danger. So I asked my secretary to call EPS, and they said yes, they had a Learjet we could lease. And I was shocked that he was very reasonable. I said, oh, this is doable. Okay. So I rented the plane. And we took off, went to Tallahassee, and left there, went to Montgomery, Alabama, left there, went to Jackson, Mississippi, left there, went to Louisiana, and came back that same night. When we were between Mississippi, okay, let me say it like they said, Mississippi, and Baton Rouge, that I was sitting there and God opened my eyes. He said, you can do this. You can do what? He showed me what Mr. Epps did. He got an older jet and fixed it up and started making money with it. God said, you can do this. I knew, you see how faith works. Courage. When you take the first step, then God comes when your faith pleases him. Hallelujah. You haven't experienced what I'm talking about. God gets happy, yeah? So now let me show you what I can do. You stepped on out here because of me. I'm going to rescue you, hold you up, and bless you, and make you a testimony. So, I knew what to do. So we came back. I did not wait for the money. I started looking for the plane. Right? I'm telling you these stories so you can factor them into your personal life. God told me, get the job done. No excuses. Then why would you keep giving me excuses? When God said no excuses. Why you keep giving yourself excuses? Why have you been sitting, say you're praying, and your faith hasn't produced anything? All right, so we started looking for that citation. Then we found two in Texas. We flew there and went to examine the airplanes. I went in the first one. I didn't feel any glory. You know, I don't want to get into all, but we do a glory test and everything to see if, went to the second one. And then I said, okay, now that's the one. Then we found out that the owner didn't want to sell the one that I was trying to buy. He wants to sell the other one. So, and everywhere we talked to people about that plane, where everybody was singing the praise of that particular airplane. Evidently, the man loved it. And didn't want to sell it. But then we haggled about the price. We were not agreeing. We were coming back to Atlanta empty-handed. And then we were at the airport, and I called the broker back. I said, listen, I believe in win-win. I don't believe in winning, and then the other guy loses. Why don't we, since we have this difference, let's split it in the middle. You eat half, I eat half. So they called and told the owner. He said, good. So we had a deal. We are buying this citation. Now watch, I did not know that the citation will not fit our mission, because the citation will not have the range to get to Honolulu, Hawaii from California. It would have fallen into the Pacific. Citation is just for running around inside the continental USA. You land and buy gas and all of that. But the good one does nonstop, can do 8 hours nonstop. Hallelujah. So we do six and a half hours to get to Hawaii from Sacramento, California. But God knew that. I didn't. I was just trying to get an airplane to just start. So we started trying to get this airplane. They demanded an unusual amount of deposit. I paid. Then, when we got into the deal, we discovered, you know, they say, you know who is in the details. I don't like mentioning his name. Mm-hmm. And these people started changing the rules on me. First of all, I found out that I was a neophyte. I hadn't been this way before. So what they were doing was, every time there will be a change, they push it to me. And in my ignorance, I sent to my attorney. So I was the one paying all the attorney fees. So when I discovered what they were doing to me, I said, okay, I know what to do. I called the attorney, said, now, tell the title company to return my deposit. Said, okay. Then I went to Bank of America and pulled up the church account, and I was watching it. And suddenly I saw the money come back in. Boom. I said, good. I called him back. He said, I tell them I'm not buying anymore. I had to remove their leverage. Amen. Jesus said, be wise as serpents. And gentle as a dove. The reason we keep losing is we were whoa, like a dog, but we don't have wisdom. I knew that those white folks would have grabbed my money and have me on the neck. So I pulled my money out before I told them I wasn't buying. So when they go to the title company, I'm clean gone. I don't know if it's good English, but you got the message across. Hallelujah. Are you following? So I pulled out of that deal, so there was no airplane. And Ricky and Deaconess and I, we took off, went to Sarasota, Florida. We saw the citation over there. It was like, this one will, won't even make it to the sea before we start. The paint job was so bad, they said they got new paint. It's what they call scratch and paint. It was so old. That's what we call ngwa ngwa. That's what is ngwa ngwa. So we left that, and then we went to three places. We went to Fort Lauderdale. We saw Ricky kept pushing for, what do you call that airplane? Hawker. Uh-huh. Hawker is a British airplane, and I don't like it because it doesn't have a baggage compartment. They say Her Majesty doesn't want to be going to the back. So they put this wardrobe, flat wardrobe type thing as you enter the plane, and that's the baggage compartment. I don't like that. But anyway, that thing looked so good on paper, but when we got there, the ocean mist from the ocean over there has rusted all the rivets, salt water. So I said, no, this is not it. We left there. We went somewhere else. I don't remember the third place we went. Anyway, we came home empty-handed. It was when I left Deaconess and Ricky and got on Delta, coming back. They had a ticket. Me, I was using my daughter's Delta privilege. So a flight was going, and I went and gave them my thing, and they put me on. And all of a sudden, Deaconess said that Ricky said, wait a minute. There's an airplane in my hangar for sale. I believe that's your airplane. Hey. You remember in the first message, I was telling you that you probably have seen your building. You have seen the people. You don't know how God has routed you. I don't have time to retell you all the stories, but remember that God, on my birthday, said, go to the airport and get the hangar for your plane. And how the whole thing with War Daddy came about. Remember that Monday, I went to War Daddy, and they took me to the hangar where that citation was going to be. And Eagle One was sitting in there. But I saw it. I didn't know it was my airplane. You see how God works? When you're moving in faith. When you have the courage to attempt great things. But anyway, the power of this breakthrough was that they gave me the data of what it will cost a year to operate that citation if we flew 200 hours. Who in their right mind in this room will tell me that they will not be scared? Then I would have just slapped you. Because you're lying. I pondered this thing. And I pondered it. And I decided, I said, there's no way God will send me to do this. And he will not pay for it.
Amen.
And against all human judicious wisdom, I went forward to buy that citation before the deal fell through. I said, I'm going to believe God. You see, I have the courage to. I almost changed it. I said, no, we said to accomplish great things. I wanted to say to attempt great things. But I said, okay, they will say it's not faith if you attempt it. But at least attempt and say, get started. Try something. Do something. So that's where I was. I said, wow. I did not know that the older the jet, the lower the price to buy it. But the higher the maintenance and the cost of operation. And when they counted pilot fees, insurance, and some of the things, I keep telling you that when you are bitter about life, you are telling me that you are not in touch with God. Because I've experienced all kinds of discrimination since I've been in this country. That if I paid attention to it, I would become as bitter as some of these black folks around here. But I learned from God that is part of the process. Nobody goes from the doghouse to the White House. Watch. They told Ricky that the insurance would be about $10,000. When they found out that I was black and African, they changed the price to $50,000. These are the things. Look at her. She dug in F sharp. These are the things that make people bitter. But I said, God will pay the 50. Yeah. I skip over them. Otherwise, you will sink. Who hasn't been rejected? Who hasn't been discriminated against?
Amen.
I don't know what you all are talking about.
Amen.
I've gone through all of that. But the more they chase me, the stronger I get. The more powerful. They went up on the price. I said, okay, fine. I'm not going to fly a jet uninsured. We paid the money. And then ended up not buying the citation. So... And Ricky, so when I heard it, I followed up with him. He said, you know, the beauty of it all is that this airplane has been inspected by some of the best, actually the number one maintenance shop in America has inspected this thing. I want you to see the God of Resurrection. And every time this airplane is inspected, the deal will fall through. You have to understand, when you buy an airplane, the seller will do their own inspection. They find all called discrepancies, the things that don't meet the FAA standard. Then they will fix all of that. Then you, the buyer, will come in with your own inspection team. Then they will inspect it. And then whatever discrepancies found, then the seller will have to fix them before the deal closes. But each inspection costs like $30,000, $40,000 before you start looking, you know, at what needs to be fixed. It's a process. It's not like buying a car. As is. There's no as is. So they said that this airplane was inspected at the number one maintenance shop in America, and the deal fell through. And then it was inspected again by the number two, you know, maintenance shop in Tennessee, you know, and then the deal fell through. And then finally, it was brought to War Daddy, and Ricky went through it himself and readied it for sale. He said, "Chica, forget the inspections. Let's make them a cash offer. We will take this airplane. I will stand behind it, and no matter what comes, I'll be here to help you. Let's bypass all of that and make them a low-ball offer." And we made the offer. I was sitting there. The guy went off. He blew off in anger. "How can you bring such a thing to me, Ricky? You know we spent $200,000 fixing this airplane with you. You know how much we got in this airplane. Why would you bring this low-ball offer, even beneath our cost?" And in the middle of his rage, he stopped. He said, "Okay, if they will close in 10 days, they can have it." Do you hear what I'm saying? So my mama didn't raise any lazy behind. I called Deaconess and said, "Okay, let's get to work." We worked day and night and got everything done.
Beloved, are you hearing our testimony? Are you relating to the frustrations, the pain, the rejection, the discrimination that goes with all of it? You will see that 1 Corinthians 10, 13, 14 is true. There's nothing that has happened to you but such as is common to man. So for those of you that are bitter, shame on you. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the Lord your God. They have to reject you for God to step in. David said, "When my father, excuse me, and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." The things you are bitter about are God opportunities in your life. Huh? Preachers preach of Joseph from his dream to the White House of the day in Egypt. But they bypass the betrayal of siblings. Your own siblings talking about killing you, throwing you in the pit, and then selling you into slavery. Isn't that what those of you that have not even been slavery are making through slavery? You haven't been through slavery, and you're making noise. Here you are 3, 4, 5 generations from slavery, and you're walking around saying somebody's holding you back. Who is holding you? And when you are challenged, you get angry. No, these are God opportunities in your life. Nobody has two brains. Nobody has four eyes, except you're in the demonic. I've encountered them, folks. Nobody has two mouths. In other words, God has given all of us the same thing and gave us faith as the great equalizer. When man has barricaded you, discriminated against you, you know, hey, that is your God opportunity. You use your faith to move them all out of the way and succeed anyway. What kind of derogatory things didn't they say to me when I went to fly school? They were telling us blatantly, "You know you don't belong here." I have never experienced anything like that in my life. Because when you grow up in an all-black environment, we don't understand why white is superior. You go to Nigeria, all the captains and pilots are black. They are Nigerians. Some of them are young ladies. Only to come to America and they're telling me you don't belong here. You don't have the mindset, 3D mindset to be this and that. If you make a mistake, oh, they magnify it. If they make a mistake, oh, it's all, everybody does that. They were trying to break us mentally. I told a guy, I said, hey, I'm trying to buy a Baron. Beechcraft Baron is a, I love that airplane. It's a twin engine propeller plane, but oh, it flies so beautiful, but dangerous. I said, I'm trying to buy one. And the guy says to me, so who will be flying it? Huh? I'm a commercial pilot with multi-engine instrument ratings. And he said, who will be flying? I said, I was renting Mr. Epps Baron for years. I'm flying his. So, but I can't buy one. In other words, I can fly this one that I'm renting, but I can't fly the one that I buy. What are you angry about? Why are you wasting your time? These are God opportunities in your life. Repent today. Call that number, 770-994-3777. Come on, kick the demons off your chest, off your mind, off your life. Repent today, and God will visit you. Repent today, and breakthroughs will happen. Satan always has naysayers. When God blessed us with a good one, the greatest miracle of my journey, resurrection, yet. And Satan inspired this woman to say, oh, that's just PPP money. What PPP money? We never received a dime. They sent us money. God said, send it back. We sent it back to the government. They sent it back to us again. We sent it back to them. We never touched a red cent. So if you think that you're going to get a breakthrough and somebody's not going to have something negative to say, forget it. Then you're a people pleaser. God will always make sure that he keeps himself as your place of refuge, your number one resource, your protection, your glory, the crowning on your head is God. But if you think that man will, forget them. I left them alone. I'm not trying to impress them. I'm busy staying in the fight, obtaining breakthroughs, and enjoying the blessings of God on my life. And I'm teaching you to do the same. Do you have courage to accomplish great things? Do it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow.